This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Speaking today with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, it's been a little while since we've spoken, but not a lot has changed when it comes to the big issue of funding for the university.
That's right, and really hasn't been all that long. I mean, we talked before our board meetings recently and had an opportunity to preview those, and you're right, in terms of the state picture, nothing much is changing.
There are roughly 12 days left for state lawmakers and Governor Rauner to come up with either a full state budget for this fiscal year or another stopgap spending plan. If that doesn't happen, and it's looking like it might not,
right,
what happens to the university?
The university keeps going, and our operations continue into the spring semester. As you know, Jennifer, we will have some influx of cash that takes place at the start of the semester, as it does every semester, as students pay their tuition and fees. So we have the opportunity for significant local income to be collected, and that will take place, of course. And that does provide us then some ability to move forward some number of months. Now, the tuition and fees and other local income that we collect is not sufficient to carry us an entire semester, and we do depend upon state support as part of the sources of revenue to carry us through each semester. So with December 31 arriving and the end of stopgap spending authority on the part of the state to higher education and other services, we really kind of start all over again this spring in a situation where we were about a year ago, wherein we'll have to watch our cash flow very carefully through the spring and continue to articulate with our elected officials in Springfield and others, policy leaders, thought leaders, for some sort of influx of state support, cash, to carry us through to the end of the fiscal year. It becomes very difficult for all of the state universities to sustain themselves through the end of the fiscal year on June 30. Here at SIU, given the power of the system that we have and greater financial heft than some of the individual standalone universities, such as Eastern and Western Illinois State, et cetera, we have the ability to do some internal borrowing, and we're not, again, in this question of existential crisis. We're going to be able to get through the spring semester. We're not going to interrupt that. We get through the end of the fiscal year. But back to my point from a moment ago, we're replaying this tape from last spring where we're having to pull down all the reserves again, where we're having to slow down all of the vendor payments. As you know, Jennifer, we were in a position where we were slowing down vendor payments 90 to 100 days, just as bad as the state in some ways, although we try to take care of our local vendors who depend on prompt payment, and kind of going through the same set of scenario planning as we did and has been active since a year ago, to allow us to continue to move forward in the event that we don't see some solution at the state level. So, we continue to run on fumes through the spring, and we can do that, but we cannot do, as we come to this significant marker on December 31, we cannot do a year or 2 years without some continued state support. Now, you notice I didn't say budget. It may be the case, if you listen to some pundits and commentators, we may not see a state budget in Illinois for another 2 years, at least. Well, we've been living without one for 18 months, and as long as there is some level of state support, financial help on a stopgap basis, it's no way to run a railroad. You can't plan for anything. As a university, just as a family would be, you're living this hand-to-mouth existence. But as long as there is some level of state help, we can kind of keep moving forward. The thinking that there's not going to be any of that for another 2 years, that can't stand.
Well, you mentioned planning. You mentioned families. There are a lot of people looking at what happens next year, and they
right.
were doing that at this time
yes,
last year.
Yes, that's right.
We saw a drop in enrollment, at least on the Carbondale campus, mm-hmm. and some of those students were saying, we just can't trust that the state will support the university through my educational
right.
career. Are you hearing that from prospective students, from continuing students?
Absolutely. We continue to have the same challenges with enrollment growth, really at both campuses. For the first time in many years, actually, Edwardsville was down this past fall as well. Not dramatically, but they had a pretty long trajectory of growth, and that came to a halt. We're seeing the same indicators right now as we did a year ago, and looking at what we can do to kind of shore that up and indicate to folks that SIU is not closing the doors. We're going to continue to be here. If we admit a student to a program, we must teach out that program. So nobody's going to have a major stolen away from them. But that's a pretty tough marketing sell, and you just got to keep pounding that message over and over to try to maintain the enrollment.
Randy Dunn is the president of Southern Illinois University. These are difficult times. Dr. Dunn,
yes.
I appreciate your time.
See you in 2017.
This is WSIU, powered by you. I'm Jennifer Fuller.